and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. How is everyone? Mike's out with Lola. I'm wondering if he's listening. So if you're listening, Mike, you need to send a message. So I know you are. And if you're not, you'll be in trouble when you get back. So you've been warned. What have we been up to? Oh, busy weekend, as ever. Starts off on a Friday with Two Show Friday. Hello, Simon. Hello, Jonathan. We had a ball at After Hours. Got loads of stuff to put in my system for upcomings. Then yesterday was so peaceful when we got out of bed. That was when the trouble started. No, it was a peacefulish day. And we actually had some time to sit down and sort out. CQ Deb, CQ, hello, Mrs. Simon. We actually had some time to sit down and sort out some of the music, which was just as well. I might give you a behind the scenes of the calamity that befell us last night. And that went on till one in the morning. It was the first part of my birthday week celebrations. I'm loving Kim's idea of a bookend birthday because it's midweek and I don't get the. In fact, I didn't get my present today. My present was going to be today. I was so excited. It was a trip over to Liverpool, a place called Rainford. It's about 40 miles away. And we went last year and we went the year before. And it's the Dogs Trust, which is a UK-based charity which rehomes dogs. And they have a fun day at each of their centres. And each centre has the event on a different day. We actually sponsor a Dogs Trust dog. We started doing that 2 years ago when we went to the first one. When we went to the first one, we had Ollie with us. Oh, he had an absolute ball. So did we. We saw a Sammy and everything. It was brilliant. So we started sponsoring this dog. And they have a list of dogs that you can sponsor. So it's not... They have dogs basically that can't be rehomed and they sponsor those. But it's not just one person sponsoring the dog. One dog can be sponsored by lots of people. So they had like a menu of dogs that you could pick. And we looked at them and they were all gorgeous, obviously. But there was this particular dog and we just looked at each other and we knew. We love Christmas. Kim's got it. We love Christmas and this dog was born on Christmas Day. He'd never been able to be found a forever home. He didn't have the temperament for it, but he was a lovely dog. He was getting on then, I think he was about 13 or 14 then, and he's still going. And his name was Sammy. So we sponsored Sammy. So we love going to this event and it's always the weekend around my birthday. And it was today and of course it got cancelled. So I was bereft. That was my present. The first year we went, we took Lola. The second, Ollie. The second year we went, we didn't have a dog. So we were the saddos walking around with no dog saying, can I pet your dog? That was us. but we had a great day. And this year we were going to take Lola for the first time. Gutted. There is a Manchester one. That's the Liverpool one. The Manchester one is usually the first week in July. There's a possibility, given what I've seen on the news today, COVID idiots wall to wall, I might actually be able to get to that one. But I'm thinking it's probably more likely next year. Gutted. But who else got the code? Jonathan, I expected you to be all over it. All over it. Who actually even read the mail? Or do you just read the subject line and not bother? You need to read the mail. I've decided I'm putting codes in it every day. That'll get you to read it. But Kim's there first. So did Jonathan crack the code or not? Simon got it. Jonathan's frantically dashing back to his email now. Have a look. See if he can work it out. So you tell me what you guys have been up to today or yesterday. Mrs. Simon, what have you had Simon doing? Were there any little jobs that needed doing? Oh, my code. Oh, Jonathan didn't get it. Oh, Jonathan. Shall we give him odd letters? I'll give you the first letter, Jonathan. The first letter's an M. Can you work it out now? I got the email and didn't understand it. Oh, maybe Kim can help. Look what Kim put, Jonathan, and then add to it four numbers. Let's see if Jonathan can work it out. Oh, what can I say? I've clearly had too much time on my hands if I've got time to code things. I've got a desk full of post-it notes. I have as well. Kept falling asleep in worship. Oh, well, Kim, you're in good company because you know last night, we know we have two chats. We have the WhatsApp chat for people who want to send photos and stuff. And then there's just a simple chat like this on the page. One of the last songs we played was from, oh, what was the group called? Oh, it began with a K. It began with a K. It wasn't a song I'd ever heard. Let me have a look. It was right down the bottom. It began with a K. Where are you? Codaline. The One by Codaline. I'd never heard it, but I really like it. That was the priest. He stayed with us all night, bless him. He was there from 7 till 1. And he sent in quite a few. You may have heard me say Father Ned or Ned. That's our priest. He was having a whale of a time. Said he really loved it. Can't say fairer than that, can you? I love that we started with Fiesta. Love Fiesta. And then all of them. So, yeah, it was good night. And thank you very much for your request for me. Oh, lucky me. Yes, it was a very good night. We parted. Oh, Jonathan's got it now. I thought, Jonathan, I'd put you out of your misery. You need to know that, don't you? Glad you enjoyed it, Kim. Oh, we had some fantastic... Ah, Anthony's got it as well. Excellent. We had some fantastic comments, didn't we, in the WhatsApp. When Kath goes to bed and she can't wake Joe. Joe being her husband. And Stuart's got such a wicked sense of humour. So I like to goad him into making her laugh. And then that's it. She only got to head off to the bathroom. Oh, and Kaz as well. I don't know if you saw the picture. Did she put it in there? I don't think she did. I think it was on Facebook. At our ladies' evening, which was last November, the one where we had the party and I was DJing and that. She loves cats. She absolutely adores cats. And a month before, we'd been up to York, which is over near Jonathan's hometown. In fact, it's a bit further on, isn't it, Jonathan? A bit further on than... Yes, it is, isn't it? It's further on than that. Well, we'd gone there for the provincial weekend and we took Lola. We literally just adopted Lola and we took her with us. Pet-friendly hotel, civilised. But obviously she couldn't take the cat. But she did go into the centre of York and they have a cat cafe, which I'd never heard of. I assumed it was like a standard cafe that sold cat-related memorabilia until I saw the photos. They have cats in the cafe. They were amazing. They were so tame. She was in her element. This place is booked out solid. Now, I did do a bit of research on these cat cafes. I wondered if there was such a thing as a dog cafe. And Jonathan, there is. But it had shut down. Now, it had only shut down because they were looking for more different premises. So the website was still there and they had these dogs. I'm like, I want to take Lola. But Kaz had a fabulous time. She got some cat socks and she came back with lots of cat stuff. Some of it was even for the cat. So she'd had such a fabulous time. I'm on Amazon and I saw these like headband things. Like a lady would wear, we put it over your head and then push it back. So it takes your fringe out of your eyes, basically. Bangs, I think that is in the States. And Kaz was always saying she was thinking about growing a fringe out. So I bought three of these cat things and they've got little ears on them. So when a human puts them on, they've got little cat ears on the top. They were pink and grey. It was fabulous. So I put them on her table at ladies' night, her place, and wrapped them all up. And she's been using them. So she's walking around with cat ears on during lockdown. Oh, now if there's one in the Lake District, fabulous. Oh, now we went to the Lake District in 2016, but I didn't see a cat cafe. If I had have done, I'd have been off. Where do the dogs eat or do they allow the dogs in? I think that's going to depend, Kim. Unfortunately, I couldn't get hold of them on the phone because they're in the process of moving and setting up again. I think it would depend on the dogs, wouldn't it? The dogs that they have there, I think they're looking for rehoming, which some of the cats are and some of the cats aren't. Whether they would let the dogs in or not, I don't know. What the National Trust have done in relation to that. And obviously they've got a whole raft of other problems at the moment. But when you go there with dogs, the dogs can actually go in the buildings. The only place the dogs can't go is, we've not tried them in the toilet, but they don't say you can't. I took Maya in the toilet once. It didn't end well. I digress. The only place they can't go is the cafe, but they do have outside the cafe, whole seating areas with umbrellas. But most of the time in the UK, it can be pretty windy. So what they did was to allow somebody with a dog to eat inside. They put some chairs and tables along the corridor where dogs are allowed to be, and you can sit there with your dog. And that was fantastic. So let's have a look. It was in Hawkshead. Definitely no dogs let in. You are to sit outside with Dusty. Poor Dusty. That's discrimination. That's not on that. I guess it depends on the temperament of the dogs that they've got. And the temperament of your dog, of course. I mean, Lola's fairly laid back. Maya, not so much so. If you have ever heard the episode of Mac Bites, which was Untethered in Timperley, if you listen to the last 5 minutes of Untethered in Timperley, in fact, I could probably play that if I go find it, couldn't I? I tell the story of Maya and what he did when we took him for a tea. It did not end well. I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. Let me find it. Oh, what a day. What stories we had with him. First time we took him out, we took him up the Fylde coast up to between Lytham, St Anne's, Blackpool, Cleveleys, Fleetwood. And that way, let's put Timperley in. Timperley. I wonder how long the end bit is. There he is, untethered in Timperley he was. Right, let me see if I can get this playing. Can I do that? Oh, I think I can. Awesome. I'm going to turn myself off on that one so I don't deafen everybody. Take this one up a bit, play on this, and then when I get it to the right place, I think I can share it with you. How amazing would that be if I could actually do that? Right, there's the beginning of a Mac Bites. I need to get right to the end of the Mac Bites and then share with you Maya's adventure. Oh, we're talking about pencils here at 40 minutes. I need to be a little bit further on. Probably around there. Let's take it a little bit more. I should probably just download it, shouldn't I? Be far easier if I just downloaded it. Do you know there isn't a fast forward on here either? I need to discuss this with Mike. What on earth has he done with this? I'll let that rabbit on, and when he gets to the right bit, I'm going to share it with you. Oh, right. So where else is there a cat cafe? A cat cafe in Manchester. Oh, Jonathan, if you find that, let me know where it is, because I want to take Kaz as soon as we can get out of this unholy mess. And Anthony's always wanted to go to a cat cafe. We need to find one near you, Anthony, don't we? This one in York was absolutely beautiful. It was in York. They have one called Betty's, which is a real old style, real high tea style coffee place. A lot of people went in there as well. She actually had to book, though. This place was booked solid for the entire weekend, which when you think about it, that's crazy, isn't it? It was October. It wasn't the height of the season or anything. So it must be incredibly popular, but I'd never even heard of one. But now I'm aware of them. That would be good. Mike loved cats. Mike much preferred cats to dogs when I met him. Obviously, he's been educated since then. But he did have a, when he lived in his flat in Bramall, he had a neighbour who had a cat called Oscar. Oh, this cat was amazing. Cat with attitude. He unfortunately died. Then the lady at the end got one. Now, that was Bobby. And Bobby died as well. Considering it was a residential housing estate. People careered round in cars. Both of them got hit by cars. But she got another one called Rosie. And we played happily with Rosie for years until we moved. But I think where we are, it's just too busy to have a cat. And I don't think we could have an indoor cat. I don't think that would work too well. I'm listening to this thing, trying to get it to the right point, and then I can share it with you. Maya's adventures. Maya was an amazing, amazing dog. He really was. So how old is Dusty? Let me know how old Dusty is. He's such a cutie. He's got such a cute face. Mike's following one on Facebook called Coconut Rice Bear, and it's a Samoyed. Oh, the videos the guy puts out. He has the dog a-rooing and howling, and then he puts words on it, obviously putting words in the dog's mouth. They are hysterical. I'll get him to share one of those with us. Right, we're up to 4 minutes, so let me hear that. Ah, I think I'm just about at the point. Oh, wow, Kim, you can't let your cat out by itself. Oh, wow. What are you supposed to do? Can you walk it on a lead? Kaz takes the cat for a walk, but the cat's not on a lead. The cat's called Elsa. Five in August. Mrs. Simon. That's exactly the same age Lola is. In 3 weeks. She is five in the middle of June. She's gorgeous. I reckon they'd really get on. Lola loves any kind of dog, except Ollie when he gets over giddy. I must one day share that picture with you. The one in the extension where he's getting a little bit over friendly with Mike's leg. And Lola, and you know the size she is. She's a proper dog. She's about the size of a Labrador. She just jumped up onto Mike's lap and Mike sort of squashed underneath her. I'm going to see if I can find that where it should be. Oh, I know where it'll be if I got the number. Isn't it good when you can remember what you're doing? I've been doing all kinds of stuff in Notion. And when I do stuff in Notion, I get to share things, don't I? Right, MacBites S3. So you can keep it in the yard. But Kim, how do you keep a cat in the yard? Does it know not to go out? I mean, Ollie was trained not to climb stairs and he doesn't. But I'd have thought that was incredibly difficult with a cat. Or is that just me thinking that cats are trickier than dogs? Wilier and things. Right. 89 it was. 89. And if I put that in VLC, I can key it up beautifully. So let's open that in VLC. Doing nicely so far. There it is again. So let's move it on a bit and get towards the end. Who's heard MacBites 89? Right, I can just about hear myself. I think it's about 3 minutes long, but it's good. So let me change that to VLC. Let me know if you've heard it. Jonathan will have heard it many years ago. Right, this is the end of MacBites. It's a 4 minute piece. This was 2014. This is the tale of when we took Mayor out for a tea and coffee. Wasn't the cleverest thing we've ever done. Right, I'm going to put it in there and you should be able to hear it. So this is the end of the show that we somehow managed to cobble together. I think it was about 3 weeks later. So here you go.
It's next week.
Well, that's it for this episode of MacBites, but on a personal level, I hope you'll indulge us for a few moments. As you know, a promise is a promise, and when I rather rashly promised 7 days of MacBites when Apple updated iWork, that's what we delivered. And of course, as ever, we intended to follow that up with a few more episodes of MacBites than we've managed in the last 2.5 months. No surprise there, then. But the reason for our absence was a good one. We hoped things wouldn't be more difficult for us after last year when we lost Dad. But sadly, the last few months have been another difficult time. 13.5 years ago, our lives were changed forever when we welcomed our beloved boy Mayor into the family. A bigger bundle of fun you could never meet, a Samoyed with the widest smile on the planet and the sweetest nature to go with it. After 10 years of the wildest adventures, 2.5 years ago, we endured agonies when he was suddenly taken ill and subsequently diagnosed with arthritis. With careful treatment, he recovered, and although we knew the arthritis would be with him for life, he never let it stop him living life to the full. 18 months after Mayer's initial diagnosis, when Dad returned home from hospital with a Zimmer frame, Mayer nutmegged him from behind and jumped clean through it. While the initial leap was artistically impressive, the landing left something to be desired, as he sprawled inelegantly on the floor, but he was still smiling as he did it. Well, I think you can guess what's coming. Mayer died in our arms on the 3rd of July. He was the centre of our world, and we're lost without him. What a ride these last 13.5 years have been. They do say that having a pet is wonderfully calming. They had never met Mayer. One day, when he was only a few months old, we took Mum and Dad out and we stopped at a beautiful tea shop. There were a few tables outside, wrought iron, heavy, solid. So when the tea arrived with a big bowl of water for Maya, I tied his lead to the table and relaxed. He was an angel. Or at least he was, until a German shepherd had the temerity to walk past his pack and growl. Maya was having none of that. He jumped up and he took off to realign the German shepherd's attitude. Admirable, but unfortunately he'd not considered the impact of his exit on the three pots of tea, four cups and various other assorted crockery on the table, as he lifted it clean off the ground and dragged it halfway up the street in hot pursuit of the German shepherd. And with that image firmly in your mind, you can imagine my amusement as a renowned samoyed expert advised me that the trick to washing your samoyed effectively was to place them in the bath and tie their lead to the taps. Yes, think about that for a moment. I too had an image of Maya herring off up the road, replete with the bath behind him. And that brings me to the title of the show, Untethered in Timperley. Maya snapped his first lead when he was 9 weeks old. Not one of these thin show leads either, but a heavy-duty, unbreakable, webbed affair that could probably have pulled a car if necessary. After that, we never relied on a single lead. He wore four leads, a collar and a harness every time he went out. And yes, over the years, he snapped many of those too. I think we averaged about 8 leads a year, between torn webbing and sheared-off metal clasps, you get the idea. So imagine Maya's surprise and delight one day last summer when we went to the hospital to visit Dad and he was allowed in the car with only a show handle on. For the uninitiated, a show handle is a leather handle and it attaches directly to a dog's collar. So there he was, no harness and minus his usual four leads. It wasn't going to be a problem. I was dropping Mum at the hospital and I was coming straight back home. Maya was along for the ride. What could possibly go wrong? I think he spent the entire journey there plotting. I should have known he was too quiet. On the return leg, he manoeuvred himself off the seat and got his backside stuck in the seat well. He played his helpless I can't move, I'm stuck card really well, and I was soon frantically trying to get out of a traffic jam and rescue him. Rescue proved impossible with me still in the car, so after several abortive attempts to dislodge him, I made the mistake of opening the back door. He was out that door like a bullet from a gun, with me grabbing his show handle as he went past. And so ensued 45 minutes of him rampaging every road in Timperley Village, dragging me behind him and belying his arthritic status. Untethered in Timperley, it was one of his greatest adventures. He leaves behind 13 and a half years of unbounded joy and pleasure. And if we're honest, a few white hairs too. But we do it all again in a heartbeat. Sleep tight, little one. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. I should possibly have warned myself before I listened to that. I have no idea how I got through it at the time. There were a few tears and some Kleenex for that one. But yes, that was what happened when we took Maya out for tea. We won't be risking it with Lola, just saying. Me too, Jonathan. Oh, what an amazing dog he was. I'd forgotten the very, very end of that where I said we'd do it all again in a heartbeat. Because we have, haven't we? Whoa, how did that happen? That's why we left it. He was irreplaceable. But he found us Lola. And so the story has a happy ending. That was the second time I had to do that. Jonathan will remember this. Some of the others, you probably may not have remembered the shows from that far back. You may have joined us after that. But we'd been struggling for a couple of years with my dad being ill. And we never told anybody. Our schedule was erratic at best, but we didn't tell anybody that, you know, we're really struggling here because my dad needs trips out to the doctors, the hospital, people coming in. And we get like, you haven't put a show out this week. Yeah. And, you know, but we didn't tell anybody. Anyway, it came to the point where we finally got some help with him and everything. And I said, you know what? Let's just tell everybody. So this particular week, he'd been in hospital for 2 weeks. He came out of hospital and we got a show out that week. So at the end of it, I did this little serious bit saying, you know, the show hasn't been reliably put out, blah, blah, blah. My dad's been really ill. And at that point, he'd come out of hospital and he was ill, fair enough. But a week later, he comes to do the show. And I think we missed like 2 days. And I did another piece at the end of the show, a piece like that, you know, just me on my own doing a little piece at the end of the show, because so many people had been in touch and said, oh, we totally understand, you know, not a problem at all. You ignore these people that are criticising, etc. People were so kind. We had doctors getting in touch saying, if you need anything explaining to you. Everybody was amazingly kind. So we felt obliged to do a show the next week, but we did the show the next week and we went through the show. And if you've ever heard a MacBite show, it's pretty much like this, but with more tech in it. And we get to the very end and one of the series says to the other, not getting all serious again, is she? And the other one says, I'm afraid so. So I went into this other, you know, you can't really go from the atmosphere of a MacBites to something very serious without having like some kind of segue. So the serious came in, then there was the bite, and then I went into the serious bit. And I always remember we had a listener, not heard from him for a while, Minster. And he was listening. There was no warning on any of this, by the way. The show just came out and he was listening on his way back home, and he always used to ride home on a bike, a push bike. And he's listening to it. He listened to the majority of the show, comes to the bit at the end. And the bit at the end was saying, like, thank you so much for how kind you all were last week, etc. You know, Dad did get the help he need, blah, blah, blah. And then I said, you know, he was comfortable, etc. But Dad died 2 days ago. And Minster wrote to us and said, oh, my God, I nearly crashed the bike. He said, and I couldn't see, I was crying. So I wasn't allowed to do that again. But that was Dad. And then Maya died about 8 months later. And then Mum died 4 months after that. So 3 times I had to write something. And I remember trying to write the one about Mum and I just couldn't do it. We'd spoken to the priest and it was like, well, you put a nice little eulogy together and I'll read it for you. And I'm just sitting here with like, there are no words that can explain my mother. I can't do her justice in just words. Yeah, it's tricky, but you're quite right, Anthony. Some dogs turn you from someone who likes dogs into a dog lover. I must admit, I loved dogs. I did. I'd never had one, though. Never had one before. I wanted one from being a child, literally, like, as soon as I could stand and walk, I wanted a dog. But Mum was having none of it. She'd had such a bad time with another dog. She was not up for it at all. And it took a long, long time. I actually have a programme to thank for that. Due South. Who remembers Due South with the deaf wolf cross? And it's based in Canada and Chicago with Paul Gross and David Marciano. She fell in love with the programme. And I thought, I'm onto something here. And I was quite interested in a husky at the time, but then I saw a Samoyed and that was the end of that. It was a difficult period, Kim. It all seemed to come at once. Dad had been ill for 2.5 years, but he never let it bother him. He got his diagnosis and it was, you've got cancer. We can't treat it. It's terminal. You go and get on with it. And he did. And it did not bother him in the slightest for about just over 2 years of the 2.5 years. What really got him in the end was, I think as you get older, your confidence goes. And he always had a car, and that to him was his independence. And Mum and I were concerned that he really shouldn't be driving. And I just said to Mum, it's not fair on anybody else. You know, we need to talk to him. And he went out this day and somebody hit him. It wasn't his fault. Somebody hit him and then legged it. And they left him sat there. And I think after that, his confidence had gone. So he gave up his car and he kind of gave up. He was sitting there and he was reading a lot. Oh, he had me buying about... I gave him my Kindle and I used to buy at least 10 books a week for him. And, you know, I look at books now and think, oh, that one doesn't look bad. And it says, you know, you bought it. And I thought, oh, it must have been for Dad. He literally went through in about 3 months, about 90 to 100 books. He just read and read and read all day. But yeah, once he died, it kind of went downhill from there for a bit. So that's what we said in 2015. Mum died Christmas 2014. 2015, January, I said, right, we're having no more of this. And I got very ill in the February and Mike's as white as a sheet. Like, no, 3 is enough, no. And it was a tooth abscess. It eventually came out as a tooth abscess, but my head just felt really terrible for weeks on end. And then it came out as a tooth abscess, and that's when all of that started. So poor Mike, been through it. one more than me, but at least I made it out the other end. Yeah, I don't know where Minster's disappeared to. He went off Twitter a long, long time ago. Did send him a mail, see how he was and everything. Didn't get a reply. He was on Facebook, but he's also come off Facebook. So, yeah, Minster used to wait just like you, Jonathan, didn't he? It's out. And we had some great photos from him as well. But people's lives change, don't they? So I don't know. I don't know. It'd be great to hear from Minster. What's a push bike? A push bike is a pedal bike, Kim. It's rather than being a moped or a motorbike, we call them a push bike, which is a bit silly, isn't it? It's a pedal bike, you pedal it. What we mean is, you know, if you want to move it and you're not riding it, you need to push it. So that's what a push bike is. My granddad used to go about, and granddad never drove. He went everywhere on a bike until he was in his mid-70s. He died in his mid-70s, so he went everywhere on a bike. Yeah, it was good, that. It was a tough time, but we're through it. We're through it. You're very welcome. It's really weird, isn't it, that the words we take for granted, when you actually think about them, you think, no, that's not a proper term. That's a colloquialism. But yeah, that's what a push bike is. I think we've got one downstairs somewhere. Dad did buy one and decided he was going to go out on his push bike. Never did. Mum went mad. I think that was the second bike he'd bought. So there was two bikes in the shed, and he had a fetish for lawnmowers. We thought he had one lawnmower, and he took this thing in for repair, and then he's mowing the grass. And we're like, how's he doing that? Because he's taking the mower in. When he died, and actually it was before he died, but when he died, we did actually sort the shed out. He had four lawnmowers. I wish you could see the size of our garden. It's like a postage stamp. We're on the corner, so we have a bigger front and side garden than we do the back. And the back is like a little triangle because we're on the corner. Why he needed that many mowers is beyond us. But the thing was, we thought, oh, his mower will, you know, be diabolical. We went out and bought another mower before we found that out. So there are actually now five mowers and two bikes in the shed. Can't get anything else in the shed. You were thinking it had no pedals. No, it definitely has pedals. It's just like a standard bike. It's just, we would call it a push bike. I have no idea where that came from. I'm guessing we mean in relation to not motorised of some description. But it's just always been called that. We'll run that one by Mike because he's just come in. Are you there?
Me?
Yes. Would you understand the term push bike?
Yeah.
They don't use that in the States. Kim's just asked.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
It is.
Yes, I thought that. We've just been listening to Untethered in Timpley and the Adventures of Mayor when you take him. We were talking about a cat cafe. Then got onto a dog cafe, and I said that's not a good idea. So I played the end of Untethered in Timpley, and now everyone knows taking a Samoyed out for tea, not a good idea.
No, not a good idea.
We got the table back in the end, and Mum did grab the teapot before that smashed. She gave me the daggers, didn't she? She was fine with him until he did something like that. And then it was like, you bad dog. And she wouldn't speak to him for a week. And he really did treat her as one of the pack leaders, didn't he?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Simon's Yorkshire friend calls it a push iron. Now, I've never heard that one. We should do some of these Lancashire ones. And guess what, Mike? You've not been following the chat, have you?
No.
No, naughty boy. Kim worked it out, the code. Jonathan didn't, so we had to give him a clue. Once we gave him the first letter and said it involved a number, he was away.
It's these millennials, obviously.
Oh, yes, millennial Jonathan. Apparently, according to Jonathan, there's a cat cafe in Manchester.
Oh.
We now need to find it so we can take Kaz to the cat cafe. So what else has everybody been doing today? Has Dusty had a bath or a grooming or anything? Lola wouldn't thank us for that. Absolutely not. And how's Kiva doing with her grooming, Kim? We need to know these things. And is Deb feeling much better? Fingers crossed. News-wise over here for how we're doing in terms of getting out of lockdown, absolutely ludicrous. There are no words to explain this weekend's chaos. The party thing that we talked about, we didn't know where it was. Then we found out where it was, but we didn't know when it was. The one that was incredibly local. That did actually happen. believe it or not. We've also had about four or five police cars careering past, blues and twos screeching away. We don't know where they're going, but they seem to be using our road as like a run between these locations. Then today, the weather's not been brilliant this week and nowhere near as good as they said it was going to be, thankfully. But there were 2,500 people out on a beach. I wondered about the logic of that as well. Right, what's going on here then? Ooh, it's literally round the corner. We need to take Kaz. That would be so cool.
I've got a video that'll bring tears to your eyes.
What? What have you got?
It's Dono coming out of hospital.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Did he get the clapping and stuff?
Yeah.
My God,
look
at his walking.
And then he gets a big hug off his missus at the end.
Oh, how wonderful.
I can post it in the chat.
Yeah, can you see it or is it Facebook private?
No.
Is it Facebook private?
No.
Oh, excellent.
His missus is called Elaine.
Yes, she's allowed to be called Elaine.
Is she?
Although I don't really like sharing my name. Yes, Dono's come out. That's amazing.
That'll bring tears to your eyes, that video. Oh, you finished your Toblerone.
Well, you finished yours, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I need treats. Right, so I'm getting that cat cafe. I definitely need to see the cat cafe for Kaz. I bet she doesn't know. Oh, it was so funny last night. Oh, look at that picture. What an amazing cat. I'm loving that. Right, so if I go up there, can I see the meet the cats? Our locations. Right, I'm heading to our locations. Right, where's that one? Manchester. How amazing is that? The High Street. Right, I've got the postcode now. I'm heading off to Google Maps, see where that is. We pop in and see Jonathan while we're there, can't we? That'll frighten you, Jonathan. Right, come on, Google Maps, put the postcode in. Let's have a look. Do I know where that is? M41. Where's the Cat Cafe. There indeed it is. So, National Football Museum, you saw that in the pictures. So I know where that is, and I know where Victoria Station is. Hotel Chocolat. Might need to visit there.
Oh, that sounds nice.
There's the Co-op Insurance. I know where that is. And the Print Works. So it's not far from the Print Works. Oh, Mike. We need to go to the Cat Cafe.
Do we?
Yep.
Is Lola allowed in?
Apparently not. She's not allowed in the Dog Cafe either.
Oh.
I was concerned about that. Right.
We can have an outing to the Apple store.
We could.
Oh, they're back open, aren't they?
Soon, apparently. Soon. Right, let's have a look. I'm going back up here now. I've got that. Anthony was compiling a list of number one singles for each day of his birthday. Did you do that manually? Because Mike found I was doing exactly the same thing. And then Mike found this site that will do it for you.
Mike found several sites.
Well, I'm opening up this one and... Right, if you replace, and I love the way Mike's got me older than I am, but if I put my birthday in there, right, which was, I've just knocked a year off now. I don't know what the 48 is at the end. Let's see if that works. No, it doesn't like that. So let's put the 48 back and just change that year. I don't know why you put 63. Right, let's try that. Yep, that seems to work. So if I send you this link and you change the date, and I've got 68 in it now, for crying out loud. You don't remember when you were born, woman? Apparently not. Mind you, I knocked 10 years off for Facebook, so... were these the ones? One Kiss? Stormzy? I'm going to need to see something else to know if it's accurate. let's go back to the 80s, things I remember. Stiltskin, yes, I remember that. Right, I'll put that in.
Oh, look what appeared under Dono's video.
It's Coconut Rice Bear!
It's Coconut Rice Bear.
Right, I'm putting a link in. Leave the 48 at the end. I've no idea what the 48 is. But if you change the date to your birthday, it will give you the UK number ones on your birthday. Dono did another video where he did a piece to camera and he was thanking everybody and just sort of saying he needs some time. He's quite weak. He's got 3 or 4 months of intense therapy, physiotherapy and drug therapy to get through to be hopefully back to normal. But he's hoping he'll get there. So we're all now leaving him in peace. But so good to see him go. And I'm so, in a way, I'm surprised. I saw another lady who'd been in a coma for 3 weeks, and she'd been a nurse, so she was a fit lady. And they let her out of hospital after 3 weeks. Not only did she have the coronavirus and got over it, she had 3 children at home, and she was a single mom. So she must have been worried sick about her children. Luckily, I think her mum had moved in to look after them. But when she got out of the taxi, when she went home, she was on a Zimmer frame. So literally, she couldn't put one foot in front of the other. But 3-4 weeks before, she'd been working as a nurse. So the speed at which people lose the ability to walk is terrifying. Absolutely terrifying. I mean, John Dono was, he'd lost a lot of weight, hadn't he? He was a bigger guy than that, but he could walk. He didn't need crutches. And that's after, what's he had now, 3 weeks of physio?
Thanks. So,
and he's still on crutches. Scary stuff. It is scary stuff, but good to see him out. Right, so I found the cat cafe. This is going to be good news for Kaz. I did threaten that once, didn't I, Jonathan? I vaguely recall I headed into Manchester to the Apple store. And I'm pretty sure I threatened to drop in. That might happen one day. They keep the cleaner on standby. There is the cat cafe. Next to something called Icon 25. 10% discount with a valid student ID, cat cafe. Right, that's a date. I won't tell Kaz. I'll keep that to myself. But thank you, Jonathan. I had no idea. That one's very Manchester, isn't it? How it's at the bottom of residential stuff above it. Whereas the one in York was very, very traditional. Looks like you can actually drive down that road, although it says no parking. Imagine there's going to be no parking anywhere now. No, you can't drive down that road. There's bollards at both ends. Oh, no, there's bollards at one end. So how close is that to you, Jonathan? Let's have a look on the map. I vaguely know where you are at the other end of the A57, isn't it? We used to go down the A57. How far round did we go, Mike? Great Ancoats, I think. Mind you, I can't find the retail park now. They moved it, Jonathan. They knocked it down. That's not on. It must be quite close to you. It's closer to you than us anyway. Let's say that. It's a shame it's actually that close to the centre of Manchester. It's also quite handy for strange ways, isn't it, Jonathan? If you're not from the UK and you've never heard of Strangeways, it's the prison. It's the prison in North Manchester, right next door to the Green Quarter. Yeah, maybe not. Oh, that says Manchester Fort Shopping Park. I thought that was the one near you. Oh, and Wing Yip Superstore. Do you remember when we went in there?
I do.
So Chinese wholesalers. Oh, we spent a fortune, but it was amazing. It is a terrible, terrible virus, and I cannot understand, Kim. We've got this weekend. I can't even turn the news on, because if I do, I'm gonna lose it. There's been only 170 deaths. Can we just remove the only from there? There's 170 families decimated. Just saying. Plus the fact the stats always go down at the weekend, and we've had Michael Gove, who is a complete Jonathan. Jonathan, you may fill in the blank there. Saying that nothing's ever 100% safe and the children should go back to school. And I'm swearing at the TV, saying to myself, really? And the MPs, when are they going back? Just asking. So, yeah, it's not been good today. 10 minutes walk. I wouldn't have thought it was that far, but I guess it probably is, isn't it? You look at the centre of Manchester on here and it looks quite small. But if you were going to walk from like the Hilton at Deansgate up to the National Football Museum, it'd probably take you 20 minutes. But I'm definitely going to take Kaz when we can finally get out. Kaz last night wanted to be a studio guest, didn't she?
She did.
She said, we have far too much fun here at Mark Bites headquarters and she wants to move in.
Anyway, I'm going to talk tech.
What have you got, change. Tech?
Do you remember Frank mailed and said when he listens to the news on Brooklands, it stops playing after about 2 minutes and starts playing one of the songs from his...
as we call it, the Baby Jesus.
Yeah, from his music library.
Oh, his music library. OK, fair enough. Not normal stuff on Brooklands, though.
No.
OK.
Well, I didn't have an answer.
No, because that's weird.
Yeah.
But now you've got an answer.
I have.
Oh,
I've only got an answer because it's happened to me.
What, listening to the show? Because I did give you a shout out and said, if you're listening, then put it in the chat. And if you're not, you'll be in trouble when you get home.
I was listening to the show.
And he was trying to put it in the chat, and then it died.
No, I was listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I closed my phone over and I locked it, and then it just stopped playing. So I've Googled iPhone, iPad, music, audio stops when you lock, and it's a known problem.
Brilliant.
So somebody's asked the question, and I don't know if it's happened to anyone else. Basically, if your iPad or iPhone, if you lock it and you're playing music or any audio, this was playing Marooned through Chrome, through the player, as you're probably listening to it now. If you lock your phone, so I've just stuck mine in my pocket, it just stops playing. The audio just stops.
Now you've said what the problem was, that happened to me.
Ah.
But it didn't play music from Apple
Music.
Well,
actually, no. I think it
just stopped playing.
It stopped playing, but when I went back to the phone and I tapped on the screen to wake it up, it was still locked. And you have the play button because you've got the controls. And when I tapped play, it played something from my music library on the phone. I think all I've got is those freebies from U2 through iTunes.
The ones that have costed your eardrums.
Yeah, they're the ones. Anyway, I've done a quick Google, and one person... Where's it gone? One person says... After loading iPad OS 13.1 onto my iPad, any audio I launch from Chrome stops playing after the screen lock. This did not happen with prior software. The screen would lock, but the music, podcast, video, or whatever would continue to play the audio. I know I can change the display settings before I launch the audio, but this seems like a bug. Mm. That was September last year, and somebody in November said, this is still an issue and is really, really annoying. When you go on to the next one in Google, somebody said it is an iOS 13 issue. Apple was kind enough to only allow your phone to remain unlocked up to 5 minutes as they removed the never unlock feature. But I've just checked that.
And I always have mine set.
Never is an option. So I don't know if they added it back in 13 point something. I'm not totally up to date.
Changes for the sake of changes. I am. I did it the other day. So where's
what
the
are we on? What are we on now?
Let me help you out with that. We're on 13.4.1.
Yeah, because my mother was my
don't
thing
upgrade
about
your updating
mother. And I told her not to.
No, because I'd only have to downgrade it remotely.
In case it goes pear shaped and I can't get there because of lockdown. Anyway, has it happened to anyone else? Do you actually know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about because it happened to me, but I wrote it off as a browser issue.
It's all gone quiet at Matt by his headquarters.
I'm trying to find...
As we're researching.
Where's the option?
For what?
Oh, I'll never find
for locking.
Yeah, is it lock?
It's under brightness.
You see, I'm not going to look
display
under
brightness.
Display and brightness. Exactly. Stupid.
I know it is.
No wonder I can never
find it. It's not stupid because it's display.
Auto lock never.
Yeah, that's what I've got. So they must have updated that at some point.
Yeah, but it's still not working with the other thing.
No.
Ah, lovely.
So there's something else that's broken.
Just another day at Matt Bites headquarters with something broken. Ah, but you know what wasn't broken?
If I'd known that, we could have talked about it in...
126! We know what's in 126.
Maybe I should mention it in 127.
Let's wind Jonathan up about 127, because 126 isn't even out yet. Oh, that's what the rumour mills do.
Do they?
Jonathan's not got his hands on his 13-inch MacBook Pro before they're talking about the 14-inch. So shall we talk about MacBytes 179?
That's going it some.
Yeah, we'll both be drawing our pensions by then. Just saying. Oh, dear me.
Right, Deb's iPad keeps crashing.
Oh. Right. Kim says, so about a year ago, I was on the Dev and Think chat room and asked about using it for genealogy. They told me I needed They told me I need to make a plugin for Ancestry. Where can I learn how to do that? I've never heard of that. Let's have a look at DevonThink plugins. I'm assuming they mean to download the data from there. Let's have a look. I've never had to do that myself, but there should be some blog posts about it. Let DevonThink learn more file formats. So this is 6 years ago, and what they're saying is, if you want to open a file format in there that is a custom file format, which I'm assuming Ancestry would be, you would need to have a plugin to support that. So on the download and extras page, you can find, as the name implies, the downloads and the extras. And there are bookmarklets, but the only extensions and plugins that they've got are for a document search in Alfred. Now, that means Alfred can search for DevonThink databases, but if you want to search via Alfred inside a database, then you need the document search. There is a popclip extension, and there is a quick look plugin list and quick look plugins for devs. But the only open source one that's listed here is something called Pantomime. The others are bookmarklets, and so there isn't one there. If you're thinking of doing one yourself, I guess you'd need to start with their support for devs, which start off at the handbooks and extras page. I'll put the link in for you. But that, I would imagine that would be quite tricky and time consuming. Don't do this to me, poor Jonathan. iPad keeps crashing after the update before this one.
Don't do it, Deb.
No, don't do it. That's the problem. My watch said update me, and I thought, you've got to be kidding. Like, you've got at least 2 weeks to wait for that. My phone is not right, is it, Mike? Died another death this morning. My phone is definitely not right, but unfortunately, it's one of those intermittent faults. It was red hot. It was clearly overheating. So I had to let it cool down and then try and bring it back, revive the thing. But it's not right. I wouldn't be minded to send it back, but then I wouldn't be minded to go in store either. So I've got a bit of a problem with that. It's not enough of a problem at the moment to be able to say, OK, this is what you do to replicate it. But it does keep going from under me. Usually overnight, usually when it's charging, as though it's a battery issue. And, you know, it's still in its guarantee, never mind Apple Care. I was thinking of upgrading this year anyway. But the way this one's been, it might be a necessity. I cannot understand what it's doing, because, you know, you're only charging it. Do you plug it in to charge it, or do you do the wireless thing?
No, I'll plug it in.
Well, not next to the bed you don't, because it's wireless.
No, but
it's a stand and you sit it on it. Can't tell the difference between wireless charging and not now.
No, if I'm in here, I plug it in.
Seems to be the wireless charger that's causing the issue, I'll be honest. But it's not just one wireless charger, it does it on all of them. Oh, Apple, can't live with them, can't shoot them, unfortunately. Shall we make a bet as to when 127 is going to come out? Now 126 is in the can. Obviously, I need to weave magic with it and make emails and posters and stuff. But it's actually in the can, can't say fairer than that. I'm going to have to find a more difficult code for you to crack, aren't I, for the next one? Hey, it's not actually too late for 127. 127 is so far away, it's not too late to send in a topic for us to talk about that you'd like to hear us talk about. You could always do that. That's a good plan. If I find anything on the Ancestry thing, Kim, I'll let you know. I've got a friend who's got an Ancestry account and does all of that magical stuff. I'll let's see how they do deal with it. They seem a bit odd. Let's have another look. That's the starting point anyway, but that would presuppose you're making your own. DevonThink.
Somebody says that, and this is true of our corporate accounts, that person who said that the never's been removed, if you look that up, it seems to be, everyone seems to be saying that it's probably a corporate account where they've got a restriction policy, because on my work iPhone and my work iPad, the never's gone, so that you can't lock it.
I guess it could be for the battery thing. They told you to make your own. That's unreasonable. There's a discussion on genealogy on the Devon Think forum, but I would have thought somebody would have built that and shared it. I guess if it is a filter. Another option, of course, is just taking it through a third application as like a utility app. Sometimes if I've got some data, it's coming from app A and I want it to go to app C and they don't talk to each other, I can take it through app B and that will act as like a translator between the two. Not seeing the data and not having access to Ancestry, I wouldn't know what the data looked like. I would guess, and it is a guess, you could probably do something with a spreadsheet and convert that into something Devon Think could understand. But I've not tried it, so I'm not sure. Right, how about Thursday? Thursday we're doing Colours in Affinity. We are indeed. We'll go with Wednesday. Is this for 127, Jonathan? Like, you know, 126 isn't out yet and I'm prepping for Thursday. Just saying. I actually got my slides out and I thought to myself, Thursday will be fine, I told myself. Done this twice, I told myself. I've done it Affinity Designer and I've done it in Affinity Photo. So how difficult could it be, I said to myself. I created myself a new presentation, which, as you know from After Hours, guides me through the thing. And I thought, right, got the blank framework. I'll drag the slides in from the Affinity Designer one, and then I'll only need to tweak it. Oh my word. Literally every slide. I could probably do this as a demo to show you my workflow, but every slide, as I go through it, I look at the slide, and when you've got like a week before the event, you're quite calm. And I looked at it and I put a comment on every slide with a list of what needs to be done with it. So does it need updating? Does the image need changing? Do you need to change the colour? Do you need to check a price or a link? Something like that. And I put a comment on each and every slide. So I'm going through and I'm thinking, this was a total waste of time because every single slide needed changing. Literally, let me open it up and see what the problems were with it. Because it would be exactly the same running order, but obviously it would be in relation to Affinity Publisher, not Designer. But the first slide, which got the images on it, the poster, obviously that would need changing. Then what needed changing? I've got some beautiful master slides that have backgrounds on them. So it's like four pieces. Basically, a slide split up into four. The slide's perfect, only it's blue and I need it orange. So that one's got a note to say recolour on it. Then I clicked on one that was screen capture, totally out of date. Next one, screen capture, totally out of date. Next one was a slide split into three, not two or four. Again, colour, totally wrong. Then I found two slides that could be left alone and I was quite shocked. The next one needed an icon changing. The one after that needed an icon changing. Then I've got another one that needs recolouring. Then I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 that have got screenshots on that are all out of date. A 10th with another one that's all out of date because it's a new file dialog box. That's totally different. So by the time I'd finished, I got down to the end and thought, oh dear. I did actually think to myself, you know, this is going to be easy. Silly, silly me. I think a spreadsheet's the way to go for it, Kim. You're a spreadsheet boy, aren't you?
Apparently so.
Mm. Well, do you have any description, like a data description of what's coming out of Ancestry? It's like a data model. Did you show them that in Access? You didn't, did you?
No.
In Access, there's a capability to go into a view. I mean, it's a long time since I've looked at Access. What's it called now, Mike? It's the view where you go in and you can move things around and a data description. View. Yeah. It basically describes your database. It doesn't give people the data. It describes the structure of your database. You're going to need one of those for Ancestry, and then you would need another one for what Devon Think is expecting in terms of an import. And once you've got those two, then you can use the spreadsheet in the middle or the database in the middle. Good night, Jonathan. See you tomorrow. Nighty-night. Love to Mummy Isaacs. And Dazzy Isaacs as well. Wonder if he's painted that door yet. No, he's still living to tell the tale, so I don't think so. Don't think he's done it yet. That's the best suggestion I've got for you, Kim. You need to know what the structure is now, and you need to know precisely what structure you need it in, and then you need something in the middle, which could be Excel, it could be Google Sheets, it could be Access. Depends what the data's coming out as. Access is incredibly popular, so there might be a chance, mightn't there, that you could find an Access database that would let you import into it and then kick out the DevonThink thing. Yeah. But I have never seen anything personally. But good luck finding it. But if you can find the diagram, the first diagram, and the second diagram, then we can help you with the middle bit. I'll ask Nina. Nina's red hot with her data. Yeah. She might be able to export some data for me. She did my family tree, and she said, like, I've never seen one so boring. She's got ones that were in prison, worked for royalty, and my family are like, yeah, boring. Mike's is interesting, though. So if I can get a data dump from that, I might be able to help. Right, it comes out as a GEDCOM file. So, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, we'll take a look. We'll see what we can find with it. I guess the big thing is, how do you want it going into DevonThink? What do you want to see when it gets into DevonThink? Do you want to see relationships, or is it just supportive materials? Oh, Mike, I've got the news on in the corner. I'm going to have to shut it down. That's the 5,000 people who went to a beach this morning.
No baby tomatoes.
No baby tomatoes.
And no grapes.
Crying out loud. Don't get me going. So now I've got half the fruit I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get on to Morrison's, aren't I? Never mind, never mind. I presume the humongous birthday cake's coming.
Yeah.
I know he's lying. I know he hasn't done that. I know it. And I've heard of a GEDCOM file, so at least that one must be documented somewhere. So it's just what you want then at the DevonThink end. But DevonThink's quite forgiving. Doesn't usually struggle with much, to be honest. But I guess this time, instead of adding a file, it's actually drilling down into it and trying to take the data in. I probably grossly underuse DevonThink. I'd use the OCR stuff. I've got all the organisation stuff. I really, really wanted it to work with the form entry. And I never quite got it 100%. But I'm inspired this weekend. So it's both relationship and source material. It's going on a post-it note, that. Relationships and source. And would they be together, or would they likely be separate? Relationships. Right, I've got it on the post-it note. I've even put Kim at the top. Yeah, we've had enough time to chill, haven't we? Which is the first time in about, probably about 10 years. Mm. Yeah, maybe even 20. But that was good, because we did some videos, didn't we? We watched a couple of videos, and we watched a 19-minute video that took about an hour and a half. And we stopped it repeatedly. I'm like, hang on, just let me try this, just let me try that. And we've got some new toys to try out on Thursday night, because you're not going to be here, are you?
No.
Mike's got a meeting on Thursday night, so you will have to keep him up to date with what's going on when he comes in. Yes, I will look at that.
I've got my wig, though.
You have got your wig.
I've got my wig.
If you weren't with us last night, you will be unaware of Mike's wig. But don't worry, I have a photo of it for you. So if you missed the grand unveiling of Mike's wig, I'm going to try and find it. It was the first one there, and then we had his sing-along. Yes. Although it's my birthday, I got a present for Mike, and that was Mike's present. And then later on he started singing, and then it was even scarier. That was so funny when Kath said, do you know your mic's open, Mike? Oh, yes. Mike says, open it, I want to sing. We'll lose all the audience, Mike. Imagine even the priest managed to the end, so he's probably laughing his little cotton socks off. There was Mike enjoying himself. He did. I was saying before, if you heard me mentioning Ned, that's the priest, and he did. He had a fabulous time. He loved it. Mind you, like you said, it must be incredibly lonely. Mm. He lives in the presbytery, which is the priest house next to the church. It's literally attached to the church. He doesn't have to walk outside the front door to get to the church. But at the moment, he's used to a houseful. There would be the parish secretary. There would be about 14 cleaners that he has. People are in and out all the time. There's the handyman. When I've been in there to work, going down, sorting the computer out, I said to Mike, the first time I went in, I thought it was going to be all more tea vicar. And it was chaotic. So I know at the minute he's an outgoing guy, isn't he? And he said to me in week two, I can't bear this. But obviously he's been on his own now for 9 weeks, and the only time he's getting out, and this is even sadder, isn't it, is for funerals. That's the only thing that he can do. He is not allowed, despite what the Pope said, go minister to the sick. He's not allowed. So the only time he can get out is for a funeral. And the other, we've got two deacons. One's the one who's lost his wife, so he's not going anywhere anytime soon. He's got underlying conditions. And our other deacon must be rushed off his feet because he's an undertaker. His day job is he's an undertaker, and he's a part-time deacon. So like you said, he really needs to get that dog. I think he's probably sad he didn't get the dog already.
Probably,
he likes a Jack Russell, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Little Jack Russells he likes. I think he should get a dog because we're quite happy to look after it when he goes on holiday. He likes going to America and Peru and out that way, doesn't he? Countries around Peru. So, yeah, we could take Ollie in for a few weeks, take in this one for a few weeks. Yeah, that would be good. We would love that. Are you allowed the drive-up confessions? It's funny you should mention that, Kim. Now hand over to Mike because he spotted this one.
Yeah, the other church not far from us, only a couple of miles.
The one who does have a dog.
Yeah, I was looking at his Facebook yesterday and he's got some photos up and it says, it wasn't a drive-through confession.
But McDonald's.
I think you had to park your car and then, you know, the 2 metre rule applied. You just had to queue up for your confession. So, yes, the other church is doing drive through. Well, I don't think it's drive through confessions.
I'm just wondering if we could do that at ours. The confessional is sort of, there's no way you could get to the confessional. And even if you were inside it, we don't have that kind of, well, we do and we don't. It's a smallish room, but nothing like it was when I was a child, where it was like a box. It's not like that. It's a proper room. There's a table on one side of it and a chair for the priest. And then on the other side, there's a chair and a kneeling mat. And then there's like a divider with the sort of window in it. But he's quite happy if you go in and pull the chair around and sit opposite. You could socially distance inside maybe, but obviously that's not allowed at the moment.
There you go. There's a link. You don't have to be on Facebook to see that link. It might ask you if you want to sign up for a Facebook account.
If you're not in Facebook, just tell it to go away.
Yeah, you don't need to.
Just tell it to go away. Why are you not copying these links that I'm trying to copy? I've just got you with your wig on, your new mullet wig.
David's on his way.
Oh, David's on his way. Yeah. Right, let's have a look at these photos. I'm trying to work out where that is, Mike.
That's the side
it's
gate.
The side of the church, yeah. Isn't it? So the entrance to the church on that first picture would be on your left. And they've now got these white lines. I think you have to get out of the car and then queue at the white lines and go through the door.
Yeah.
Which I think is scary.
Oh, they're not parking spaces.
Simon, it must be tedious sitting there listening to Lane's Tech Overspend confessions every week. I'll make a confession to you guys. I have been to confession once in the last probably 40 years. I can't be doing with it. I never could. It might be fine for cleansing the soul, etc., but I can't be doing with it. No, that's not me. And I only really went to support Mike. And you'll never live that down, will you, Mike?
No.
No, I'm not great with things like that, no. I don't... My feeling is, you know, if you are truly repentant, fine. But so many people... what's that thing he always says, Ned? When he does his homily at the end, he always says... that somebody has said to him, I don't go to church... they're all hypocrites. And he turns around and says, we've always got room for one more. So he appreciates that people say one thing and do the other. But to me, if you're truly repentant, then you won't do it again anyway. And God knows that. And if you're not and you go to confession and you do the same thing next week, what's the point? So in relation to my tech overspending, I've not actually bought much. Be honest. I've bought things that are needed, cables and lights and things like that, but I've not actually overindulged myself. Can I just point out, Simon, no new MacBook Pro, no new iPad. Last big thing I got was my phone. And before that, it was, and that was a little bit indulgent. Before that, it was autumn 2018 and I got my new iPad and my new MacBook Air. But that does not qualify as overspend, does it? I'm in denial. Yep, fair enough. Fair enough. That'll work. I have no intention whatsoever of underindulging. Hey, come on, it's what I do. I don't go on holiday. You know, our friends drive me mad with that. We had some friends. We've got some friends. And they booked a holiday, right? So the lady booked a holiday. She then says to the husband, I've sorted the holiday out. So this was for 2018. So it's about 2 years ago. She books the holiday, their annual holiday. And she gives him the link. He goes to see it a couple of days later and he comes back and he says, that holiday. She said, yeah. He said, end of June. She said, yeah. He said, next year. She went, what? She'd booked the holiday for the wrong year. So they then had to rebook for 2018. But when it came to 2019, they'd already kind of booked that one. So they had two holidays that year. So they had the two holidays. They both had new cars. And doubtless there was a load of other stuff in the house because they completely gutted the house and redid the whole house. We go out, we buy two iMacs, three iPads, two pencils, and a partridge in a pear tree. Bill comes to 12 and a half grand. They are mortified. How can you possibly spend that much on tech? And I'm like, whoa, excuse me, sit down. How many shoes did you buy? How much makeup did you buy? How much did you spend on clothes? How much did you spend on makeup, etc., hairdos, name it? How much did you spend on the holidays and what did those two cars cost? And it's like, yeah, but that's normal. And you spending money on kit's not normal. It's like, hello, it is for us. As I always say, if the credit card company call and say there's an unusual transaction from Apple, no. It would be an unusual transaction if it was shoes or clothes. If it's Apple, just let it through. It will be me. But they never seem to get that. It's too late now after 40 years. Can you imagine what the full list looks like? I know. He'd only be there all day. I wonder if he knows I've never been in. You know it's supposed to be that they don't know who's who. Mm. Let's be honest. They know who's who. I wonder if he's got a black book of people who never bother. Because that's the one I'd be in. Live a good life. That's all you need to do. Live a good life with integrity. Hence, Semper Fi. It reminds me every day. Integrity, that's all that matters. Yeah, that's a good spot to finish on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tomorrow will be really exciting. 1, 2, 6. Saying no more. I've just got a whole night's work to do with it. I've got multiple audio files to pull together. I've got artwork to do. I've got emails to write. But 1, 2, 6. So Anthony says, isn't it a business expense? Yes, but I love my tech. So to be honest, I'd buy it if it was a business expense or not. Not everything I buy, I would put down as a business expense. But my point is, my car is 21 years old this year. And as long as it keeps passing its MOT, I'm not replacing it. The cars that this couple bought were £26,000 each. And they questioned me spending 12 and a half on kit. And that wasn't even just mine. That was a Mac for Mike, a Mac for me. The RAM maxed out. That was about 1,006 on its own. There was an iPad for Mike, an iPad for me, a pencil for Mike and a pencil for me. We actually spent less than they did. And we got, you know, when their holiday's over, it's over. And holidays don't excite us. We go to the weekends away, but that's enough. You know, 3 days away for us is more than enough. And the tech comes with us. We get more enjoyment out of our tech. I would never dream of criticising somebody who wants a holiday. You know, if they say like, oh, yeah, well, we booked on this, you know, and then that was however much. Fine. Enjoy it. But I always feel when it's something that I want or I've bought, I get cross-questioned on it. And it does annoy me. I had one lady come up to me and She must have seen a picture on Facebook. And we're in church. She comes up to me at the back of church. And she's only young. She's about 30, 38, 39. She says to me, why do you need so many iPads? Now, I think she'd already said it to you, hadn't she? And you were like, don't like that red, not that blue touch paper. So, but no, she came up to me and she said it. And I stopped and I took a breath. You know, I don't floor the woman. Well, there's one for you, Kim. Have you heard don't deck the woman? That means punch your lights out. So I took a breath and I turned around and I looked and I said, how many nail varnishes have you got? And she stopped and she went, about 500. I said, well, there you go then. You know, you've only got 10 nails. You can only wear 10 colours at a time. And then, I pushed on with, and how many pairs of shoes do you have? Because, you know, me, shoes, about 3. I'll give you an idea. I'll tell you this and then you'll get an idea for how much I give a flying hoot about shoes. Went out, found a nice pair of shoes. We went up to a special shoe thing, didn't we, in Lancashire?
We did.
Really nice place. And I went in and I got these shoes. Oh, they were comfortable. They were lovely. So I said to Mum, I'm liking these shoes. So she said, do you want to take them? I said, yes. I said, right, I'll have 12 pairs. She said, what? I said, I don't intend. You know, these are the shoes I will be wearing. When they wear out, just swap them and get another. But they're 12 pairs of the same shoes. And they lasted me easy about 12 years. And then I had to go out and buy more shoes. That's how often I want to go out looking for shoes. Seriously. So Anthony says, spending on tech is important. So spending lots on tech is normal. It is. It is. Good night, Simon. It's what I want. You know, they do other things. They go out and like eat at restaurants a lot, don't they, as well? Mm. Whereas we'd rather go to one of Mike's Queen concerts or an ABBA gig. But everybody should just do what makes them happy. Yeah, just leave everybody else alone. It hasn't. So Anthony says he spent $3,400 on his iMac, but it's the first new computer in 9 years. And he's glad you bought it. Exactly. Exactly. I was saying to Mike, you know, our computers, Mike had a 17-inch iMac, which was a little bit on the slow side by then. And mine was always on the cusp. If I get 3 years out of an iMac, I'm doing really well because it never stops working. Even when I am asleep, it's doing backups or burning discs or recording something. So it literally never stops. Once the AppleCare's run out, I then start thinking about getting the next one. So I would think about replacing a Mac after 2.5 to 3 years. And it's coming up to 3 years next month. So we're at the point of looking, but we took the decision, potentially we can wait a little bit longer. See what they've got to say at WWDC. And if they were releasing one this year, it would either be WWDC or it would be in the autumn, and then have a think about it. But we're also mindful, there's a lot of talk about them putting ARM chips in them, which is a different chipset. And we were incredibly lucky when we bought our first Mac that we got an Intel chip, because our friend who bought one 9 days before, they were selling the old chip. What were they called? Oh, power PC. A power PC chip. And the thing was, his computer then was, they stopped support for it like 4 years later, but ours was still going strong. We got support for another sort of 4 years for the want of 9 days. So rather than dash out and get one now when there's nothing wrong with the one we've got, we would be thinking about waiting. So we're careful about it. It's not just, oh, it's Sunday, I think I'll go and buy a new iMac. And we use them to death. That's what we do. We've got 2 weeks holiday coming up. And what we're going to be doing, Mike, pretty much what we do anyway.
Yeah.
Apart from the time you would be at work. Because that's what we love doing. And I just wish people understood that. And just don't be critical. Because I wouldn't criticise you if you wanted to go mountaineering or something. Well, we do. We know people who go out for walks, don't they? These long rambling through the wooded. Yeah, not happening. That's not me. I've done it once. Once was enough. I said to Mike, was that it? Because there was nothing to see.
Mm.
It wasn't as though we went somewhere for a walk and there was something to see. It was just like fields of grass and it was boring. I was bored after 5 minutes, but I did it. But no, never again. But I wouldn't criticise somebody else if they want to get out and get some fresh air. That's up to them. But don't criticise me. It's a two-way thing. Ah, decking's universal. Excellent, Kim. So Kim says, don't feel it. It's my business to let someone know how to spend their money. Exactly. Let them spend it how they want. Completely. We're not going into debt for this. We did actually think of buying three, didn't we? Mm. Because we wanted another one in the studio that matched what we'd got. But we took the decision not to because the year we bought them, which was 2017, the iMac Pro came out and we thought we might want one of those. When it came out, the price was astronomical. We said, you know what? It's not worth it. By then, the model we had was 6 months old. So we weren't inclined to go out and get another one that was 6 months old. So we left it. The reason we would like a new one in the studio is the one in the studio is not a Retina screen. So we cannot set its screen to 1900 by 600 and get a recording that's twice the size. The only thing we could do is set it to 1280 by 720 and get one that's twice the size. So it is actually quite important that we have that in the studio. But we took a different approach, which was the studio was where we would go to record because it's the quietest room. It's been triple glazed and all kinds of insulation. But we took a different approach, and that different approach was to sort the microphones out. So the microphones that we're using, I mean, at the moment, my fans are going crazy on the computers. The window's wide open. The dog was barking. And when we say she's squeaking chicken, she has to be on the landing before you can hear her. So what we did was, instead of spending the money and having to go into a different room to record, we sorted out in here. We will replace that in time, but what we'll do is we'll take either my computer or Mike's computer and we'll put that in there when we replace it. So it's not overindulgent to the point of lunacy. It's just being mindful of what you need to do what you do. And we love what we do. And we definitely don't need a holiday or a car.
I've just paid my mother's shopping bill, though.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Plus. So Kim's friends always complain how much money they spend to get their teeth cleaned. I ask them how much they spend on hair colouring and what she's more important. Exactly. Do you know, I don't find that expensive. Over here, a hygienist appointment would be around
£40, I think.
About 38 for mine, 36 to £38. I think it's 38 because I always find it amazing that the hygienist appointment is more expensive than the dentist. His is 36. So if it's just a checkup, it's £36. Or if it's a hygienist appointment, it's 38. If I went to have my hair done, and like you're saying, coloured would cost you, if your hair's long, which mine is, I mean, it's not excessively long at the moment. It was cut in February and I probably took off about 8 inches. So it was shorter than it was, but it would still be considered long. They put a long hair supplement on of £60. That's before you start, which is more expensive than the teeth cleaning. So to colour my hair would probably cost about £200 to £250. Is this counted as
a long hair supplement?
No, not yet, Mike. No. Oh, actually, though, for a bloke, it might be. Yeah. It could be. Yours is getting to about 3.5-4 inches.
Yeah.
We'll work on that, Mike. It'll be fine. So Anthony says, we have people at work who complain at the cost of a magnifier. It makes your life better. Surely it's worth it. And Anthony pays between 50 to 60 for my dentist, which is a checkup and a clean. That's what my dentist calls it. I don't know if this is a global thing, Kim, but my dentist calls that a hex appointment, H-E-X. And I'm not sure what that costs.
Never heard of that.
Probably both. But he says, book a hex appointment and off I head. And I say, you know, he said to book a hex appointment. That's one of each. Okay. I don't know what that actually means. Oh, wow. Cleaning and a dental check is over $200. Oh, well, I'm insured. So actually, those are the prices that I would get. So we do have private medical here, but that doesn't include dental. We do have the majority of people don't pay for private medical. More people have to pay for dental work, and you have a choice then of whether you go with it's called Denplan. I don't know if you have that in the States. You pay a fixed fee for Denplan and it then includes your checkups. So my cost for Denplan is it's about £14, isn't it?
Mm.
About £14 a month. And that gives me 2 dental checkups and 2 hygienist appointments. Or I can take them as hygienist appointments and save the couple of pounds. But because I'm insured with Denplan, that gives me 10% off of everything else that I need, and potentially up to 25% off of other things. So I don't actually think it's that bad. You know, it works out. I have 2 extra appointments. It works out less than £200 a year for me, which to me is worth it. And the haircut, I would not even bother with that. Many, many years ago, because this is so funny right now, it's the first time ever I've ever said to anybody that that's what I do. Because they look at you horror struck. But when I have my hair done, I thought, oh, that looks really nice. And I say, thank you. No one's ever said, where do you go? You know, one of the local appointments, the salons. So no one's ever actually said it. But what I find hysterical is, and it, my hair is kind of, well, you've seen it on the website, haven't you? I've got like a floppy fringe at the front and it's layered. So it's lighter. Otherwise, it'd be far too heavy. No one has ever actually asked, and I have never actually been persuaded to say anything, but many, many years ago, I watched this programme and there was this amazing piece on it. I would never have normally seen this programme. And it was basically someone who said they got a fear of, it was all about weird phobias. And this one had a phobia of dentists, that was mine, hairdressers. And they were like, oh, that's ridiculous. So this hairdresser took this lady through, you know, well, what are you trying to do? What do you want? And she was petrified. And the hairdresser said, you know what? You can do that yourself. And she showed the lady how to do it herself. And I'm watching thinking, that looks pretty cool. So I tried it. I thought, hey, what have I got to lose? I grew it out a bit and I tried it. I cut my own. And no one has ever said, that looks hideous. So I do my own. I've saved you a fortune, haven't I, Mike? I once worked out how much the girls were spending on having the toenails done, their fingernails, you know, the extensions and rubbish, hair. They were having extensions, cuts, trims, blows, you name it, they were having it. Shoes, handbags and clothes. And for one girl, it came to £27,000 a year. And I'm like, what? Could have £12,500 worth of kit for that. Mm. I'm a cost-effective woman, aren't I, Mike?
Yes.
Faster next time, oh, Mike. Right. Faster.
Right, yes. Yes, dear.
Yay, Kim, good for you. You cut your own as well.
Yeah, I'm going to cut mine as
well. We've come into our own, Kim. We are now completely self-contained and everybody else looks like Dougal.
I'm going to cut mine before it gets in my ears.
No, I'm going to cut yours.
Okay.
I'm going to cut yours for you. Right. And I don't have to worry about it now because you've got your mullet wig just in case there's a calamity.
That's true.
If there's a calamity, he's going to wear his mullet wig. Loving it. Okay, well, we will let you good folks get on. Have a fabulous day. I've got work to do before Jonathan melts into a heap because 126 isn't out and it's been mentioned in code.
Make him wait.
You can't do that to Jonathan. He'll have a complete meltdown. Don't you remember when I did the You Can Hear It First on Matt Bites FM and Mummy Isaacs was calling?
Oh, yes.
Mummy Isaacs nearly got sacked off. That would not end well with Mummy Isaacs. No. So that's what I'm doing. What are you doing?
Going to get something to eat.
Excellent. That bodes well for me.
I've got to wait for shopping.
Oh, yes, yes. The shopping's on its way tonight.
Anywhere between 9 and 10.
It'll probably be here quite early if he's on his way. My reckoning's 9:15. We'll see how that goes. But for the moment, it's good night from me.
And it's good night from me.
And we will both
see you next time.
Stay safe, guys.